This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 43 for Thursday, August 31st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Thursday morning with positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil is slightly lower, but Malaysian palm oil is up and European rapeseed is mostly higher. Crude oil is also up after a large draw from United States inventories and speculation OPEC will maintain supply cuts. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Wednesday's close. Chances of rain and thunderstorms exist throughout the prairies today, with temperatures in the low to mid 20 degrees Celsius in Alberta and Saskatchewan, as well as the high 20s in Manitoba. The November canola contract is up 50 cents per ton at $809.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in negative territory this morning. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export sales report showed that 71,700 tons of 2022-23 corn were sold during the week ended August 24th, down 39% from the four-week average. However, more than 991,000 tons of new crop corn were sold, with approximately two-thirds going to Mexico. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said that 1.007 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day for the week ended August 25th, 41,000 less than the week before. Ethanol stocks fell by 1.1 million barrels to 21.6 million, a nine-month low. ANAC estimates Brazilian corn exports for August at 9.19 million tons, compared to 6.89 million 1 year ago. The December corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.78. Net sales reductions of 50,700 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were reported in the USDA's weekly export sales report. However, 1.124 million tons of new crop soybeans were sold for export during the week, with most going to China and unknown destinations. For soy meal, 61,700 tons of old crop and 324,900 tons of new crop were sold. 1,500 tons of old crop soy oil were also sold. ANAC projects Brazilian soybean exports at 7.37 million tons for August, up from 5.05 million last year. Soy meal shipments would be up 200,000 tons to 1.7 million. The November soybean contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.80. 329,100 tons of new crop U.S. wheat were sold during the week ended August 24th, down 19% from the week before, while 15,000 tons of 2024-25 wheat were sold to unknown destinations. Egypt has booked 240,000 tons of French and Romanian wheat in an import tender for October and November shipment. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Sochi, Russia on September 4th to discuss Black Sea grain exports. The U.S. is working with Romania and Moldova to increase Ukrainian grain exports on the Danube. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.01. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.23. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.67. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, August 31st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.